姐，我们以力上加力，跟我们一起来互相的学习。
For the first session of our spiritual convocation, we will use the topic of strength upon strength for our mutual encouragement.
我们分享了恩相加恩。
Yesterday we shared about grace upon grace.
在基督耶稣里面领受了各种丰满的恩典。
That in Jesus Christ we have received abundant grace.
不单只是有俗世物质上的恩典。
Not only material blessings.
还有更多属灵的恩典。
But even more with spiritual grace.
当你越付出，越把恩典分享给别人的时候，
the more we share of this grace,
神就越把更多的恩典加给你。
Then the more grace God will continue to give us.
我们走天国的道路，不单只是领受恩典而已。
But in this journey towards heaven, we not only receive grace from God.
天国路是要走出去的，也要付出力量的。
In this journey, we need to walk in this journey, and we need to need strength.
那我们要追求，要力上加力。
So we need to pursue for strength upon strength.
诗篇八十四篇。
In Psalm 80,
第七节。
Psalm 84.
诗篇八十四篇第七节。
Psalm 84, verse 7.
诗篇八十四篇的第七节。
Psalm 84, verse 7.
他们行走，力上加力，个人到西安朝见神。
They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
这里是形容以色列百姓一年三次要朝圣，要去西安敬拜神。
This describes how the Israelites three times a year they go to the house of God to worship.
西安就是耶路撒冷。
And Zion is Jerusalem.
当时的耶路撒冷啊，这个圣殿是在山上。
And at the time, the temple was on a hill.
以色列百姓如果要去耶路撒冷，一定要走很远的路。
And if people want to go to Jerusalem, they must walk a long journey.
最后一段路最难走。
And the last part is the most difficult.
因为是在山上。
Because it is on the mountain.
如果没有力量，就走不完。
And if they do not have strength, they cannot finish this journey.
没有力量就会放弃。
And if they do not have strength, they will give up.
所以他们既然要去朝见神，就一定要有力量。
So if they want to appear before God, they must need strength.
那这些人是怎么走这条路的呢？
So how do they walk in this journey?
这里告诉我们说，他们是力上加力。
The Bible tells us that they go from strength to strength.
他们一定要有力量。
They need strength.
还有一种力量不够。
And one kind of strength is not enough.
还要加上去。
But it needs to be upon a different kind of strength.
那到底奔走天国路需要什么的力量？
So what kind of strength do we need in this journey to heaven?
我现在讲第一点。
So the first point.
首先呢，我们需要肉体的体力。
First is that we need physical strength.
身体健康也是很重要。
A healthy body is very important.
我们信仰其实是很实在的。
Our faith is actually very practical.
我们信仰真的是需要体力。
Our faith needs good health.
你可以想象，如果你身体不好，你怎么来教会？
If our health is not good, how do we come to church?
叫你坐一个钟头你都坐不住，你怎么听得到呢？
If we ask you to sit here for an hour, you cannot endure this hour.
躺在病床上面，怎么来慕道呢？
And if you are lying in the hospital, how can you come to seek the truth?
身体如果没有健康啊，要走天国的道路也很困难。
If your body is not healthy, then it's difficult to walk in this journey to heaven.
尤其是年轻人。
Especially young people.
所以我们来看约翰三书。
Let's turn to the
third
John
第一节
verse 1.
约翰三书第一节
third John verse 1.
三书约翰三书第一节
third John verse 1.
做长老的写信给亲爱的该犹，就是我诚心所爱的，亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你灵魂兴盛一样。
Verse 1 and 2. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.
这里约翰长老写信给该犹。
Here, Elder John wrote to Gaius.
该犹是一个很好的信徒。
Gaius was a really good believer.
他按真理而行。
That he walked according to the truth.
他努力地接待客旅。
He is very hospitable.
约翰长老还有当时的使徒的好同工。
And he was a good worker to the early apostles and to Elder John.
约翰长老写信给他，就给他一个祝福。
And when Elder John wrote him this letter, he blessed them.
希望你身体兴盛，好像你的灵魂兴盛一样。
That his soul may be that his soul may prosper like his health.
一个人有两种健康。
There are two kinds of health to a person.
一种健康就是物质身体的健康。
The first is their material and physical health.
另外一种是属灵的健康。
The second is the spiritual health.
这两种健康都很重要。
And these two kinds of health are both important.
那我们一般来说都是比较强调属灵上面的。
And most of the time, we emphasize on the spiritual health.
要信心啊，爱心。
That we need to have faith and love.
要热心啊。
And we need to be fervent.
这个我们常常已经在讲了。
We often talk about these teachings.
但其实我们奔跑天国的道路也是需要体力。
But in our journey towards heaven, we need physical health.
就是身体如果好的话，有精神有体力的话。
And that is if a body have energy and have good health.
我们来敬拜神，我们来侍奉神，会更有条件。
Then when we have the conditions to worship God and to come towards Him.
很多弟兄姐妹昨天一整天请了假来教会来守灵恩会。
And some of the brothers and sisters took a day off yesterday to come here to worship.
从早在教会做到晚。
They started from the morning till evening.
有时候真的是需要体力。
And sometimes you really do need good health.
尤其是我们的这个椅子非常的硬。
And especially because of our bench, they are very hard.
坐起来有时候腰酸背痛。
And sometimes when you sit on them, your back will hurt.
要祷告跪下来也是要体力。
And when you kneel down and pray, you need to have good health.
如果脚也不好，腰也不好，要跪那么久也不容易。
If your knee or your back is not good, then kneeling there is very difficult.
但是现在问题是呢，很多年轻人的身体也不怎么好。
But the problem now is that a lot of young people, their health is not good.
我发觉观察教会里面有一些长辈的体力还比年轻人好。
I noticed that some of the senior members, their health is better than the younger people.
这个就很奇怪。
And that is very strange.
当然，当时约翰长老就跟该犹祝福说，希望你的身体很好。
So Elder John blessed Gaius, saying that may your health be good.
如果你身体好，再加上灵性好，你就可以做更多更美好的工。
Because if your physical health is good and your spiritual health is good, then you can do more for the Lord.
如果灵性很好，但是身体那么年轻就很虚弱了，那就不能做很多的工了。
But if your spiritual health is good, but your physical health is not good, then you cannot do much for the Lord.
所以我们当基督徒啊，除了要照顾好我们的灵命之外
，So as Christians, apart from taking care of our spiritual health,
更要照顾好自己的身体。
We need to also take care of our physical health,
尤其是年轻人
，especially young people.
有时候年轻人如果离开父母去外面读书了，就开始不会照顾自己身体了。
And sometimes when young people depart from their parents to go to school, they do not take care of themselves.
有些时候呢，很晚才睡觉。
And oftentimes they sleep until very late.
礼拜六每次来到守安息日，我看年轻人打瞌睡还比老人多。
And sometimes the young people, I notice that they sleep even more than the senior members.
有时候看到老人家聚会都很精神。
And I see that the senior members are very awake during service.
为什么年轻人来到教会听道理打瞌睡呢？
But young people, they always sleep during service.
当然有时候这个是属灵的魔鬼的那个迷惑魔鬼的工作。
And of course, sometimes it is the work of the Satan.
有时候呢是年轻人自己晚上不睡觉看电视看得很晚。
But at the same time, it is also because sometimes young people, they watch TV until very late.
上网上的很晚。
Or they surf the internet till late.
改天呢礼拜六安息日爬不起来。
And on Sabbath, they cannot wake up.
来到教会已经吃中饭了。
And when they come to church, it's about time for lunch.
吃完中饭又很饱，坐在那边又开始睡。
And after lunch, they are very full, so they sit there and they sleep.
这样身体也怎么会好？
So how can their health be good?
该睡觉的时候不睡觉。
When it's time to sleep, they do not sleep.
该吃饭的时候不吃饭。
When it's time to eat, they do not eat.
所以年纪轻轻啊，叫什么胃病啊？
So even though they are young, but they have stomach problems.
没有照顾好自己的身体。
And that is because they do not take care of themselves.
那所以神给我们这个身体，我们要好好照顾。
So God gave us this body, so we must take care of it.
我们才有体力去奔跑这个天国的道路。
So that we may have strength to walk in the spiritual journey.
圣灵的果子最后一样就是节制。
The last characteristics of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is self-control.
节制就是最难。
And self-control is the hardest.
人通常都缺乏节制。
Oftentimes, people lack self-control.
有些年纪轻轻，身体一堆病。
And sometimes when people are older, they have a lot of health problems.
现在很多病都是吃出来的。
And a lot of these health issues comes out of bad eating habits.
三四十岁就三高啊。
And when
高血糖、高糖尿、高胆固醇、高脂肪。
And when people are in their 30s or 40s, are high in cholesterol, high in fats, and high in blood pressure.
年纪轻轻肚子就很大。
And when they are still young, their belly is very large.
神把这个身体给我们，我们没有好好去照顾。
But God gave us this body, but we have not taken care of it.
所以身体如果提早衰败，提早衰老，这个就是自己要负责。
And if our body is breaking down early in our life, then that we have to be responsible.
所以我们要求神给我们智慧。
So we must ask God for wisdom.
好好用我们的身体。
So that we could take care and use our body.
最近有几位很年轻的同龄啊，得了癌症。
Recently, there are some very young workers that have contracted cancer.
跟他们聊起来，他们都很后悔。
When I talk to them, they are very regretful.
啊，为什么那么年轻就有那么重的病？
Why is it that they are so young and they contract this kind of sickness?
分享起来都有两个原因。
And when they share, there are two reasons.
有一些就告诉我。
They tell me.
他说以前以为自己身体很好。
That before I thought my health was good.
工作非常的忙碌。
So I was very busy at my job.
也很晚睡。
And I would sleep very late.
很晚回到家也不舍得睡，还要吃个宵夜，看个电视，一两点钟睡。
And when I come home late, I do not want to sleep, so I will watch TV and have some light snack.And sleep very late.
长期下来，身体就坏掉了。
So in the long term, it's very bad for their health.
另外一些呢
？And some other.
他心中很多的压力。
That they have a lot of stress in their hearts.
啊，工作上很不开心。
That they are not happy at their work.
人际关系也常常想不开。
And they cannot resolve their interpersonal issues.
父母都很长命，没有什么癌症的遗传，但是年纪轻轻就有癌症。
And their parents, they have long life and good health, but The young people, they have bad health.
常常想不开，很不开心了，累积起来身体就出问题。
That they, because they are unable to resolve all the stresses, that it becomes stressful for their body.
所以这句话，该有啊，约翰长老写给该有说，我希望你，祝福你，身体健壮，好像你灵魂兴盛一样。
So Elder John said to Gaius, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers.
没有体力才能够为主做工。
It's only if we have this physical strength that we could work for the Lord.
有健康才能够常常敬拜。
And if we have health, then we can constantly worship God.
有健康才不会自己受苦。
And if we have health, then we do not need to suffer.
有健康才不用别人照顾。
And when we have health, we do not need other people to take care of us.
我们该做的自己要做。
So we should do what we need to do.
但是最关键还是神的怜悯。
But most importantly, it is the mercy of God.
每天祷告，主啊，你怜悯我。
Every day we pray to God for His mercy.
给我健康的身体。
To give us good health.
让我不用成为别人的负担。
So that I do not become a burden to others.
让我可以为你做工。
So that I can work for you.
这个是我们每天应该要的祷告。
So that is our daily prayer.
这个时候我们的体力很重要。
But because our physical strength is very important.
这两天灵恩会我们也要求体力啊。
So in the next 2 days, we must pray for physical strength.
我去出差啊，跟一位老传道一起同工了一个礼拜。
And when I was on a missionary, I was working with an older pastor.
我跟他一起，跟前辈们啊，都可以学习到很多。
And I can learn a lot from the senior workers.
哇，他早上起来。
And when they wake up in the morning.
每天七点钟。
Every day at 7 a.m.
祷告一个钟头。
They will pray for an hour.
那我也跟他一起祷告。
So I will pray with him.
祷告完之后。
And after prayer.
他说我去外面走路，走一圈，你不用跟我，你可以自己做你的事。
He says that he will go out for a walk and you don't need to follow me, you can do your own thing.
我说我当然跟你。
And I said, of course I will follow you.
他说好，你要跟也可以。
And he said, okay, you can follow me.
祷告完之后每天在外面走路，走一圈半个钟头。
So after a prayer, he will go and walk for half an hour.
回来再吃早餐。
And then when he returned, he would pray.
那晚上布道完了，他要去外面走半个钟头。
And then after the evangelical service, he would continue to go out for a walk.
我说晚上我就不跟了，我没有体力了。
And then I said, at night I cannot follow you because I don't have energy.
他也比我大20岁，他还有这个体力。
And he's older than me by 20 years and he have this endurance.
他说一定要运动。
He says that every day he needs to exercise.
最好的运动不用付钱的就是走路。
The best exercise that we that you don't need to pay for is walking.
他跟我说啊，如果身体好一点，所以说给我身体好一点，可以多做几年工。
So if I could have good health, then I can do a few more years of work for the Lord Jesus.
吃的很简单，很清淡。
And he eats very simple and plain food.
都是什么都是丢到锅里面把它蒸熟。
Everything he just put into a pot and just let it boil.
他说吃很简单，简单就可以。
So his food is very simple.
我们今天很多病都是吃出来的。
And a lot of our sickness is because of our bad eating.
营养太好，运动太少。
That we
烦恼太多，这是人现代人三大问题。
We eat too much and we exercise too little and we have too much stress.
所以我们每个人求主给我们身体要兴盛，好像我们灵魂兴盛一样。
So we pray to God that He could give us good health like our soul.
才有体力啊。
So that we could have strength.
尤其是年轻人、壮年人，身体应该是要好的。
And especially for young people, your health should be the best.
要凭着神的怜悯。
And by God's grace.
那另外呢，我们还要求属灵的力量。
And some, we should also pray for spiritual strength.
体力还不够，要跑天国的道路，只靠体力也不够。
That it's not enough to just have a physical strength in this journey to heaven.
也要求属灵的力量。
We must also pray for spiritual strength.
我们看回来诗篇八十四篇。
Let's refer back to Psalm 81.
诗篇八十四篇的第五节。
Psalm 84.
诗篇八十四篇的第五节
Psalm 84 verse 5
靠你有力量心中向往锡安大道的这人便为有福
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you whose heart is set on pilgrimage
他们经过流泪谷这界谷便为泉源之地并有秋雨之府盖满了泉谷
As they pass through the valley of Baca they make it a spring the rain also covers it with pools
这里说有另外一种力量比体力还更重要。
So here he tells us a different kind of strength that is more important than physical strength.
这是属灵的力量。
And that is spiritual strength.
这是很想亲近神的一种力量。
And that is the strength to want to draw close to God.
一个人身体很好。
If a person's health is good.
但是呢对神没有渴慕的心。
But if they do not have a heart to desire after God.
他的心灵里面没有力量。
Then in their heart they do not have strength.
发不起热心来。
Then they cannot be zealous for God.
这个也没有用。
And that is also useless.
所以除了求神给我们体力之外
So apart from asking God for good health,
还要求神给我们属灵的力量
We need to also ask God for spiritual strength.
这是心中很想亲近神的这种力量
And that is a heart and desire to want to draw close to God.
我们弟兄姐妹喜不喜欢亲近神
So brothers and sisters, do we want to draw close to God?
常常看到一些弟兄姐妹心里面我真的很感动
And sometimes when I see some brothers and sisters, I am very touched.
前几天晚上有一个弟兄来晚上参加布道会
A few nights ago, there was a brother that came to attend a spiritual conference.
他已经是弟兄了，是不需要听道理，不需要听布道会的道理。
He is already a member, so he does not need to listen to evangelical messages.
布道会是大事情啊，虽然我带不到慕道者，但是我自己要来啊。
But even though he could not bring anyone to church, but he still wanted to come for himself.
结果他下班开了一个半钟头。So, 塞车在401上面塞了一个半钟头来参加布道会
So after work he drove for an hour to come to this evangelical service
为什么他会这样做
Why was he able to do this
因为他觉得亲近神是最好的事情
Because he feels that it is the best to draw close to God
无论是布道会也好灵恩会也好反正来教会就是最好的
the Whether if it's evangelical or spiritual convocation As long as he can draw close to God
这个世界没有什么东西可以吸引我
that In this world there's really nothing that could attract us
只有神可以吸引我
Only God can attract us.
你被神吸引，心中就很有力量。
And when we are attracted by God, then our heart is full of strength.
这不会觉得很远。
Then we will not feel far from God.
一个半钟头塞车，一个半钟头也不会觉得很远。
Even if they're stuck in traffic for an hour, they will not feel far.
这个就是属灵的力量。
And that is spiritual strength.
我们在座也有西区的弟兄姐妹来聚会。
And among us, there are also the West End members.
每个礼拜，以前每个礼拜过去十几年。早上开150公里来教会。
For the past 10 years, you would drive over 100 kilometers to come to attend service.
冬天也是这样开。
And same during winter.
只有真耶稣教会的人有办法做得到。
Only True Jesus Church members can do this.
一般的家堂、一般的教会的人都是选家里附近的教会啊，最好是五分钟开车的去了就算了。
Most members, from outside churches, they will just go to a church that is most convenient for them.
但是真耶稣教会的信徒就不一样。
But for True Jesus Church members, we are different.
真耶稣教会有真理，有圣灵。
Because we are church, we have the truth and the Holy Spirit.
再远我也要去。
No matter how far it is, people will still go.
当我第一次去西区那边聚会灵会的时候。
I remember the first time when I went to the West End service.
哇，我很佩服他们。
I admire them a lot.
每个礼拜来回要开三个钟头聚会。
Because every week they would drive for 3 hours to come to church.
冬天一程可能就开两个钟头。
And during winter,
下雪
And during winter, one way may take 2 hours.
但是为什么他们还是开？
But why are they able to still drive?
很想亲近神。
Because they really want to draw close to God.
心里有力量，很想往锡安跑。
Because their hearts have strength and they want to pilgrimage to Zion.
当你心中有爱
When in your hearts, when you have love,
你就不会觉得远。
Then you will not feel that it is far.
因为你觉得神爱你。
When you feel that God loves you,
一个礼拜开两个钟头车算什么？
Then what is 2 hours of driving for you?
但是心中没有爱。
But when in your heart you don't have love,
住在教会隔壁也不会去。
Even if you live right next to church, you will still not go.
通常是住的教会越近的人越会迟到。
And oftentimes it's the members who live closest to church that will be late.
住的越远的来的越早。
And the people that live furthest, they will come the earliest.
不是距离的问题。
It's not a problem with distance.
是心的问题。
It is the problem of the heart.
所以我们要求神呢，给我们心力。
So we need to ask God to give us a strength in the heart.
有时候呢，我们会软弱。
But sometimes we are weak.
第六节。
Verse 6.
是他们经过流泪谷，照界谷变为泉源之地。
As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring.
有时候我们奔跑天国道路啊，真的是要进到流泪谷。
And sometimes in a spiritual journey, it is like passing through the valley of Baca.
奔跑天国道路不可能是一辈子都很顺利的。
In this journey of towards heaven, it's not always we will be prosperous.
有时候呢，受洗之后会遇到考验。
And sometimes after baptism, we are tested.
有时候你开始做圣工之后呢，也会遇到考验。
Or when you start to do holy work, you are tested.
进到一个流泪谷，好像进到一个地方让你流眼泪。
You pass through the valley of weeping.
有时候家人的不谅解啊。
And sometimes it's a misunderstanding of family members.
有时候遇到逼迫啊。
When you are persecuted.
遇到考验啊。
And when you are tested.
遇到一些试探引诱啊。
Or when you face temptations.
有时候真的很没有力量。
And sometimes you really do not have strength.
这个时候怎么办呢？
And during these times, what do you do?
这个时候叫神加力量。
During these times, we need to ask God to add on to our strength.
这里第七就介绍了第七节，他们行走力相加力。
So in verse 7, it says that they go from strength to strength.
就是走不下去了。
And that is when they cannot no longer walk in the strength.
太软弱了。
When they become weak.
想辞职了。
When they want to quit.
想不来教会了。
When they no longer want to come to church.
觉得很累。
When they feel tired.
怎么办？
What do you do?
其实自己出了问题。
Within them, they have weaknesses.
就好像以利亚,
just like Elijah.
以利亚在最软弱的时候,
when Elijah was weak,
他就向神求死,
he prayed to God for death.
他说神啊算了,
he says, God, it is enough.
我比不上我的列祖,
that I cannot be compared to my forefathers.
取了我的性命吧,
take away my life.
我没有力量走下去了,
I do not have strength to continue.
神知道,
God knows.
神加给他力量。
So God gave him strength.
首先透过食物，透过给他水喝，加给他力量。
First is to give him water and bread that he could be strengthened.
让他好好睡一觉。
And he slept.
两次，让他再吃、再喝、再睡。
For two times he ate and slept.
但是最关键的还不是只有这个食物而已。
But the most important was not only this food.
神再次给他属灵的力量。
God gave him spiritual strength.
所以我们今天呢，为什么要来灵恩会？
So today, why do we need to come to spiritual convocation?
因为我们缺少力量。
And it's because we lack strength.
知道自己的软弱，改变不了。
That we know our weaknesses, but we cannot change.
有时候呢，很灰心。
Sometimes we feel disheartened.
有时候信心很软弱。
Sometimes our faith is weak.
有时候被世界吸引。
And sometimes we are attracted by this world.
我们天国路啊，很难走。
And it is difficult for us to walk in this journey.
我们今天来灵恩会就要求力量。
But today when we come to spiritual convocation, we are praying for strength.
怎么样得到力量？
So how do we receive strength?
我们来看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalm.
78篇。
78。
78篇的第24、25节。
Psalm 78, verse 24 to 25.
诗篇78篇25、24、25节。
Psalm 78, verse 24 to 25.
24节。
24.
将玛拿像鱼给他们吃，将天上的粮食赐给他们。
Had rained down manna on them to eat and given them of the bread of heaven.
个人吃大能者的食物，他赐下粮食使他们饱足。
Man eats angels' food, he sent them food to the full.
以色列百姓40年的旷野路是靠什么力量？
What strength did the Israelites rely on when they walked in the wilderness for 40 years?
天天吃玛拿。
Every day they ate manna.
这个圣经形容这个玛拿是大能者的食物。
The Bible describes manna as angels' food.
所有的地食物其实就是从地上种出来的。
All food come from the ground.
只有玛拿是从天上降下来的。
Only manna came from heaven.
这是大能者的食物。
And that is angels' food.
不但只是给他们肉体吃得饱。
And that not only gave them satisfaction to the hunger.
更预表神的话语。
It also represents the word of God.
灵恩会我们就是来吃玛拿。
During spiritual convocation, we are here to eat manna.
听神的话语。
To hear the word of God.
听见证。
To hear testimonies.
最近有一个姐妹得了癌症。
Recently, there's a sister that contracted cancer.
她一开始很不能接受。
At first, she could not accept it.
我怎么年轻，怎么会得那么重的病？
She's very young, and how could she contract such a serious illness?
一开始心里面非常的烦恼，非常的忧闷。
At first, her heart was full of misery.
那很多人想是安慰她。
Many people wanted to comfort her.
但是人的话，说实在没有什么用。
But man's words sometimes are not useful.
人的话讲来讲去都是那几句。
Because they all say about the same things.
有一些人就说，哎，你没事的，靠神。
Some say it will be fine, rely on God.
有人甚至还不会安慰他，还说，哎呀，我怎么会这样？
And some say, oh, how can it turn out to be this way?
有人就说，哎呀，太可怜了。
And some say this is truly pitiful.
有时候人的话不能安慰人。
So man's words cannot comfort.
但是有另外一个姐妹很有智慧。
But another sister had much wisdom.
她说我帮你祷告。
She said, I will pray for you.
她说我每天读圣经，我有看到什么神的话语，我就分享给你。
And every day when I read the Bible, I can share with you God's word.
那生病的姐妹每天收到这个经节。
Then every day, this sister received these Bible passages.
自己也在看圣经。
And as she was reading herself,
在她生病的时候啊，如果有精神有体力，更要多读圣经。
During her sickness, she constantly read the Bible.
神的话才有办法安慰人。
Only the word of God could give her comfort.
所以她从神那边得到安慰。
So she received comforts from God.
我们今天为什么没有力量？
So today, why can't we have strength?
就是报纸、杂志、小说、上网看太多，圣经看太少。
It's because we read too much of newspaper and online magazines and everything else, but we read too little of the Bible.
每天在网上看别人的分享，有的没的一大堆。
We read too much of other people's sharings online.
但是神的话没有在我们的头脑里面。
But the word of God is not in our minds.
很空洞，有时候头脑里面很空洞。
And our minds are often empty.
有些父母说，哎呀，我想教导我的孩子神的话，但是也不是讲不出哪一节、哪一经、哪一个句。
So parents often say, I want to teach my children the word of God, but I do not know what passage to tell them.
因为我们头脑里面没有神的话。
Because in our minds, it is not full of the word of God.
我们要求神，让我们今天开始常常吃大能者的食物。
So starting today, we ask God to help us to eat of the angels' food.
那还有要怎么样重新得力？
And how else do we be strengthened?
我们看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书第三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
这个属灵的力量怎么得来呢？
Where do we find spiritual strength?
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
以赛亚书三十章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救，在乎归回安息；你们得力，在乎平静安稳。
For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you shall be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
这里得救呢，就是在乎悔改。
So, to be saved, it is to be
归回
it is to return.
就是悔改。
To return is to be saved.
如果你不归回，不改正你的方向，是不能得救的。
If we do not return and change our direction, then we cannot be saved.
但是这里说得力呢，就是在乎平静安稳。
But in quietness and confidence shall be our strength.
有时候我们生活太忙。
And sometimes our lives are too busy.
忙到没有一分钟是静下来的。
Busy to a point that we do not have a moment of rest.
有时候一静下来啊，反而心里有一种恐惧感，不安感。
And when we have this a moment of quietness, we have this fear.
一停下来要找事做。
When we stopped for a moment, we want to find the next thing to do.
如果你很怕安静，你的灵有问题。
If we are scared of quietness, then our soul have issue.
如果你静不下来，你是心灵也是有病。
If we are unable to quiet ourselves, then our soul have issue.
没有力量。
That we do not have strength.
真正有属灵力量的人。
Someone who with true spiritual strength.
他每天一定有一段时间是安静下来。
Every day they will have a period of time when they could quiet themselves.
不跟别人讲话。
That they do not talk to anyone.
关掉电脑手机。
They turn off their computer and phone.
一定有一段时间是完全安静。
And they have a period of time where it's complete quietness.
灵里面安静。
And quiet in their spirits.
跟神交通。
That they could communicate with God.
有这样的安静才会有力量。
It's only in this quietness that they could have strength.
如果我们只是在人群当中啊。
But if we are always among people.
自己没有办法安静下来。
And are unable to quiet ourselves.
我们是没有力量。
Then we cannot find strength.
有时候散步一个人去走一圈。
And sometimes when you go for a stroll, when you go by yourself.
在大自然神的创造的大自然里面。
When you walk in the creation of God.
心里面跟神对话。
And when you talk to God in your heart.
看看神创造的大自然。
And you look at what God has created.
你安静下来，你会心里面很有力量。
And when you quiet yourself, then you will find strength.
在思想神的话语。
And when you meditate on the word of God,
真的会有力量。
Then you will find strength.
所以啊， 奔跑天国道路是需要属灵的力量。
So to walk in the journey of heaven, we need spiritual strength.
当然，在安静里面更要祷告。
And in this quietness, we can pray.
常常祷告就会有属灵的力量。
And when we often pray, we can have spiritual strength.
早上我们这一节，我们就以立向家里跟大家一起来简单的分享。
So for this morning, a service, we will use this topic of strength upon strength.
希望我们不但只有体力
，so we can not only have physical strength,
更有灵力
，but also have spiritual strength.
能够一直奔跑到锡安朝见神
，so that we could go to Zion and see God.
同心默祷
，let's pray in silence.
阿门。
阿门。
现在我们会前诗诵，十一点准备下一节。
So now we will have a hymn singing and we will prepare for the next session.